the New York Knicks.
I'm back, back in the New York groove.
Well, it's the Knicks.
New York, New York.
New York be about the Knicks, huh?
But the best thing about New York City is
K-N-I-C-K-S.
Everybody say go New York, go New York, go!
Go New York, go New York, go!
Hey everybody, welcome to the New York Knicks podcast, episode 628. I am Jay. How you doing, Mark?
Actually, I have breaking news.
Okay.
I don't know if you saw this already, Jay, but the Knicks have signed Nerlens Noel.
At this point, I can't even tell if you're joking or not.
Are you excited for Noel coming back?
He's not coming back, right?
What are you? I'm telling you, it's breaking news.
Mm-hmm.
Between the time we finish the episode and the time we upload it, Noel will be assigned. So like, I'm breaking the news before it actually happens.
Yeah, that's probably not a good idea.
You know he's next. Like it's just the Knicks are like, okay, who else used to be on the team?
Or who else was coached by Tibbs?
Yeah, that's exactly. And then if Noel gets injured, they'll be like,
who would have seen that coming?
Freedom Cantor around? Anyone?
It's an interesting team. So Taj made his debut. He looked all right for about 3 minutes and then raised his hand and said, I'm tired. I need to go out. And that is when Knicks fans collectively went to the internet to see who else was a free agent in the center market.
Yes. So since last show, Knicks played a bunch of games. They beat Phoenix, which everyone was really excited about. Mm-hmm. But we can't have nice things very long. So we got blown up by the Clippers right after that. And everyone was like, God damn it. And then the Knicks beat the Lakers, which was kind of awesome. And beat the crap out of the Nets last night. And then we were happy again for a moment. And then we were told by Shams that Mitchell Robinson is out 8 to 10 years.
Yeah, so he's out. He's done for the season. So I guess the surgery did not go as well as they thought.
I guess we don't actually know the surgery. It sounds like basically from reading online that the surgery may have been more serious than they had let on initially.
Mm-hmm.
Something about there being screws. Either way, it sounds like a longer recovery. Maybe the Knicks. I said this online at least that like I was like when they first happened, I'm like, well, the earliest is gonna be back in the playoffs, and people were like, you're so negative. Like, what are you talking about? Turns out earliest he's gonna be back is next season. But it's just bad luck. And I think Mitch posted basically about how like he's been doing everything right, and it just sucks. Another season lost.
Yeah, that was sad to see. He seems really, rightfully so, depressed about that.
Yeah, and they also just everyone just there was the big before this. Besides the fact that Mitch has been playing awesome, there was the whole story about did you hear the whole story about him and his coach, where his coach, the wife died, and he basically moved the coach up to live with him this season, his high school coach.
I didn't even see that.
Oh, basically it was just a great story. It was basically they interviewed his coach at a Knicks game. He was telling the story, and then it kind of became like a big story. Was basically he was very close with his high school coach. His high school coach, his wife was sick, got sick. Mitch was there the whole time. When she was like in the hospital, she passed away. And Mitch was like, basically like, what do you like? Don't be home. Come move up to New York. Stay with me in New York. And you loved your wife, but like now like, come do this. It'll take your mind off everything.
Yeah, that's a cool story.
And it was just and the coach was just so appreciative. Like, it's like, which is a funny, they were like calling them roommates. And they're like, you got 26-year-old Mitch and like 75-year-old coach, but it was just like a really nice story. And now we have the story of Mitch being out for the season. God damn it.
Yeah. So on the plus side, iHeart's looked awesome.
Yeah. Do you want to do any just give a little Mitch appreciation for just how damn good he's been?
He was absolutely shutting players down. If you looked at their season stats and then looked what they did against the Knicks, it was. Definitely eye-opening what he was doing on defense.
He was making a run for defensive, like the top five for defensive player of the year, making a run for all defensive. He was having the best year of his career. Mm-hmm. He was really becoming a force. It sucks.
Yeah.
Yeah. iHeart.
So iHeart has looked great. He's putting up. Everyone's talking about offensive rebounds for Mitch. iHeart's actually averaging slightly more right now.
iHeart is, I love his passing, and the guy is goddamn tough. He's doing quite a good Mitch impersonation.
Yeah, yeah, he's, and he adds a little bit more offense. It's a different look. The Knicks seem like they're more outscore you team now instead of like a slugfest team.
Yeah, I mean, the defense has been really, I mean, not his fault, but the defense has been kind of just terrible lately.
Yeah, I mean, it's also been a really tough stretch of the schedule. It was nice having an easy win last night.
Off night against the Nets was nice.
Yeah, yeah, just to have like a free win was good.
Right, it's like they schedule you against like a minor league team. It's like when Ohio State plays Akron State. You're like, oh, okay, this is a freebie.
Yeah,
thank
yeah,
you, Nets.
Exactly. I was looking up. I'm like, do they have a lot of guys injured, or is this their roster?
Well, I guess Mikal Bridges was nervous, like he was auditioning for his future team, and he was just off, and they were just done because he couldn't hit a shot.
Well, if that was his audition, he failed the test.
Maybe he was like, "Hey, Knicks, I'm gonna be your sixth man tonight. Watch how I help you guys win." He couldn't hit a shot tonight, but he would be such a great fit on the Knicks.
We got a comment. No way Montrezl Harrell or Serge Ibaka is worse than Taj Gibson.
Yeah, so let's forget the games. Everyone wants to talk about the center position. So Sims, unfortunately, initially, what did you think of the first idea to have Sims start and Hart off the bench?
I was fine with that. I mean, Tibbs was trying to keep some continuity, and he liked the way Hart was meshing with the bench. Sims did not look good, though, so
yeah,
that Sims needed to change. And Hart looked like he was even better with the starters, iHeart. So Sims getting injured was like, okay, now we have to play Taj. And then last game when iHeart got elbowed and he had to sit because he was bloodied, I'm like, are we really going to have to get like 35 minutes of Taj? And then a minute later, Taj raises his hand and said he's tired. And Tibbs is like, well, that's all the centers. So then we had Randall at center and Hart.
Got two immediate fouls. Like, it was just like, yeah. Randall's like, I'm not a center. He immediately got two fouls. I was like, oh, crap, we are in trouble.
Yeah, yeah. Luckily, iHeart's tough and he came back right away. But that was a scary moment.
iHeart's like a little bit of, like, he's like the guy from Monty Python. Just cut off his arm. He'd be like, it's just a nick. I'm fine. Yeah. Just a scratch. I like how he got bloody and he was just like, I'm back in the game.
Yeah. Yeah. But I feel like the Knicks definitely need to add another big man.
So iHeart has to play 30 minutes a night. I know before it was like 25, 23. They were kind of splitting the minutes. And I think when iHeart needs to play at least 30, so you only have like 18 minutes to fill or hopefully a little bit less.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to keep iHeart healthy, but you also just need him to, you need full center minutes from him.
Mm-hmm.
Sims kind of answers the question of like, hey, what if Obi could literally only jump?
Yeah, he's got no offensive game, and his defense isn't great either. So
no, he's I don't know if he's definitely a project. I just don't know when he's going to develop. But I don't. So and like if it was just Sim versus Taj, what do you think of that match? Or I guess who should get the minutes?
I want to see what Taj has, if it's a choice between those two, because I've seen what Sims has. So I want to see what Taj has left in the tank.
It's batshit crazy for this to be the choice.
I know.
Like, Leon Rose needs to wake up. I mean, I'm sure he's actually on this, but like he's got to get another option. First of all, if Sims is out, you just need another guy in the roster just in case like someone else gets injured. You need another center.
Or just gets in foul trouble.
Yeah, you just need another center on the roster. And like Taj cannot be your only other option at center at this point in his career.
Yeah.
So what do you guys, so I guess what do you think of the different options?
I was like, well, what's Dwight Howard up to?
Dwight Howard is dealing with sexual assault charges.
Mm-hmm. Not great.
He says they're consensual.
Mm-hmm.
The lawsuit differs.
Okay, so that's not great. I feel like, so we came up with five trades from the bottom five teams. Not on the bottom five teams, but close, is Drummond.
Oh, yes. We're doing a segment on trying to what if we had to do a trade with each of the bottom five teams. We'll do that later in the show. But Andre Drummond, he is on Chicago right now. He is completely washed up at the age of, what, 32?
Yeah, yeah.
What do you think he cost?
Almost nothing.
So the Knicks got, they're getting a, supposedly a $7 million trade exception, which still has a, the league has to determine.
Mm-hmm.
And
so if you have a, if you have a player on the roster that you know is not going to play until at least June 15th, then you could use his salary as like, the salary frees up again, basically, as a disabled player clause.
I guess I think Andre Drummond is not that good anymore. And if you have to give up even a protected first for him, I don't know how we're like,
oh, I don't think
I might want to explore
first.
Some of the other options that don't cost. Like there are a bunch of guys out there that are, might be serviceable that are, that you could get with just with money, not for assets.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know Knicks if Drummond are, would cost, a protected first.
Well, yeah, I mean, that seems ridiculous, but the Chicago's not going to give him away. So what are you going to give them to get him?
I mean, you say they won't give him away, but they're like, they're really bad and maybe they just want to get further under the cap. I mean, he's only making $3.3 million, but, you know,
maybe Chicago needs a tax write-off.
Right, yeah. Maybe, about that? Maybe they want to save a few bucks. I mean, although they've looked a lot better since LaVine got injured, which is not good for LaVine's pending free agency.
No, his trade value is like plummeted, but I sounds like he might become a Laker because the Lakers are going to Lakers just get anyone they want.
Right. That's one of the, that's in the new CBA.
There's a Russian guy in the G League. He might be Ukrainian or Russian. I'm not sure which one. I probably should know based on these days. Mm-hmm. But his name is Dmytro Skapidintsev. He's like 25. He's in the G League. He's not even starting in the G League, it looks like. But the Knicks are looking at him right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's got to be other centers that don't play for Westchester in the G League. You got to feel like not everyone's – like you could probably find someone else that can't be terrible there. But you want to – let's go through some of the free agents.
Okay.
Here are some ideas. Mm-hmm. What do you think of Nerlens Noel?
Yeah.
How old Nerlens Noel is?
He's probably only like 32, right?
29.
Jesus.
I think he signed a deal with the devil to stop aging.
He is way too injury prone for this situation.
Well, if he gets, you're not giving him a lot of money. You're just giving him the vet minimum. And if he gets injured, you find someone else.
Yeah, we don't have time to keep going through like this. We're in the middle of a tough stretch. We don't need to experiment with guys who are injured 95% of their career.
Well, I mean, I feel like you kind of want someone who's like hopefully in NBA, close to NBA shape right now. I mean, that's the first thing. Noel, when healthy, I mean, he was our center.
I'm saying no, too injury prone.
How does injury prone matter? We're not signing him for like multiple years. We're like, hey, can you be our backup? If you're healthy now, let's take a shot.
He couldn't be the backup last time he was with the Knicks.
But he was injured. Now he's healthy.
Yeah.
I've heard he's in the best shape of his life.
Did you?
Yes. Most players when they're not playing are in the best shape of their life.
I heard Zion was in the best shape of his life and he got so fat that his contract is no longer guaranteed.
I think Zion's in a shape. I just don't think it's the shape that the Pelicans want. what do you think? By the way, have you looked at how many rebounds Zion's getting a game?
No.
Let me look this up. It was just a lower number than I would have expected for such a dominant guy who can jump so high and all these...
six and a half?
I think it was like six and it was around five or six. Here, let me find this for you because I didn't have it queued up, which is super helpful.
This is the portion of the show where we Google stuff.
Just look shit up. he is averaging 5.8 rebounds a game from the power forward position.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem amazing for a guy that's supposed to be like this beast.
Yeah.
Who could like push everyone out of the way. Okay, so you don't like Noel. No. I would give him a shot. Okay. What do you think of Willie Hernan Gomez?
I like that idea better than Noel. And we're going with the theme of rehashing old Knicks.
Yes, you have to be played on the Knicks to get a shot. Not unreasonable. He's 29 also. He is in the mold of like
Sims.
A guy that's tall. Okay, here's some other ideas. If you don't mind the well, there's Myers Leonard, who probably not the guy you're gonna sign.
Wasn't he good for like a season?
He was. He got in some trouble off the court. Let's move on. Bismack Biyombo.
Sure.
Yeah. Willie Cauley-Stein.
Oh, Mark's favorite.
I did like him.
I remember when you saw a 30-second clip of him shooting threes, and we're like, the Knicks need to draft this guy.
He could, with those special effects, he could not miss a three. What about, okay, here's one. Diang. Gorgi, whatever his name is, yeah. Diang.
I liked him at one point, and Minnesota was just like, yeah, he's got to go.
No, but Minnesota has depth. They got Naz Reid, so they don't really need him.
Yeah, they got rid of him before they got Naz Reid, I believe.
Okay. I mean, he also has some injuries. And I guess I don't understand the injury. It's not like we're signing him to a multi-year deal. We're like, hey, can you play a couple weeks?
Goodfella said, what's Kurt Thomas up to these days?
I'm going to say he's not in shape right now.
Kurt Thomas was one of my all-time favorite Knicks.
Some other ideas. Frank Kaminsky, which I think is probably a bad idea. Mm-hmm. Not like Jermichael Green.
I don't really know anything about him. He was on Dallas for a little bit, right?
Yeah, I think he was on who else was he on? Was he on Memphis for...
If I'm right and he was on Dallas and he couldn't crack Dallas's big man rotation when they have like one other big man, that's not a good sign.
There's Udoka Azubike, which I actually don't know that guy. He was on the Jazz.
You're talking about playing for a few weeks. You mean a few months.
Well, we're going to try them out. The whole point is that, like, if Noel sucks for a couple weeks, you move on to the next guy.
This isn't The Bachelor.
Give him a 10-day contract. Do whatever. Like, you can't. It's tryouts.
This is not the time for tryouts.
This is the time for break the glass emergencies. I asked someone. I asked who was that I asked about today? I asked about the guy that was on Charlotte. Said he wanted more playing time, so they cut him.
Trey Jones.
Yeah. And someone told me he had some issues off the court. And there I was like, okay, God damn it.
Yeah, let's try and keep the chemistry good with this team.
Yeah, well, that's why I think Noel is not a crazy... I am voting... Well, first of all, I am voting that it cannot be... I love Taj. Taj has to be the third option. And Sims has to be the fourth option. I need a second option. Yeah. The other one is Dwayne Dedman.
Villanova says Boogie Cousins.
Boogie is in China right now. He's getting a four-game tryout, I think, with a team in China.
Yeah.
So just monitor that tryout. If he can't make the goddamn Chinese team, then we could probably not sign him.
But then if he makes the Chinese team, then he's on the Chinese team. So
I bet you could just say, hey, Boogie, just break your contract and come play in the NBA.
Are they only allowed to have one ex-All-Star center in Taiwan? Because Dwight just left and they're like, okay, now we can't have Cousins.
I feel like Boogie Cousins was really washed when he left the league.
Yeah.
So what I'm looking for in the center is defense. Mm-hmm. If they can take a lob and put it in the basket, that would be wonderful. But I want defense, which makes me question Hernan Gomez, question some of the other options. That's why I honestly feel like Noel might be the best option that you don't have to give up an asset to get.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
at least explore that for the next few weeks before the trade deadline. Mm-hmm. See if there's any option that's quote unquote free mm-hmm. before you trade for someone.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You don't like this?
No, I'd rather like move an asset. Like, this is why we have all these assets. So when you need it, you can convert it.
Okay, so you tell me who we're getting. Tell me who do you want to get?
Well, we can move into our segment of trades because they're involved in one of them.
Okay. Why don't we do that? You want to? Okay, we are going to go team by team, the bottom five teams and talk about the. Do you want to talk about the game? We can go back to the games, I guess.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, fine.
Unless anybody in the audience wants to hear us talk about 4 games ago against the Suns.
No, no, I guess what? Okay, fine. Nets suck. Randall's been awesome. IQ had a great game. Also, got called for a absurd flopping call. Brunson rocks. RJ,
it's funny because Embiid flops on every single possession, and IQ like lost his balance and they called a flopping tech. And I'm like, what are you guys doing?
So many flops in the game. It's so ridiculous how often guys do it, and then like the arbitrariness of it is absurd.
Oh, by the way, the NBA refs official Twitter account had an AMA yesterday. Ask me anything, and they answered a total of 3 questions in an hour because 99% of the questions were about them rigging games and inconsistent calls, and they just didn't want to answer any of that.
How did they not see that coming?
I don't know, but 3 questions in an hour has to be an all-time low for an AMA, right? Like, that's really bad.
They couldn't even do an AMA correctly. Yeah, my question, which I thought they should have answered, was not related really to, like, rigging games. I just asked if, like, do you generally bet the outcome of the game straight, or do you do the parlays?
There was a lot of questions like that, too.
Okay, let's go to the... according to Tankathon, the worst team in the NBA is the Pistons.
Yeah, they are 2 losses away from tying the all-time in-season loss record at 26. They are playing Utah today, who is sitting 8 guys. So if they're going to win, this might be their chance.
Isn't it amazing that like San Antonio and Washington each have 4 wins, and they have twice as many wins as the worst team?
It's also crazy that they were above 500 at one point.
That is crazy, too. At some point, they had hope for the season. That fell off a goddamn cliff. Okay, so let's go to Detroit's roster and see who we want to trade for.
Either
Jay,
you know,
already have some ideas.
You know what would have been a great solution to the Knicks center problem? If they kept the Jalen Duran pick.
Yes,
and then they could just play Jalen. They're like, oh, Jalen Duran's already in a jersey. Let's put him on the court.
So the only counter to that is that if they had drafted Jalen Duran, they probably would not have Iheart, or they would not have signed Mitch, which I guess they would not have both those guys. So that's the only counter. Whatever. I also, he wasn't my number one guy to get, but yes, if you had Jalen Duran on the roster, that would have solved a bunch of things. So obviously Detroit is not trading Cade Cunningham, but it seems like the rest of the roster might be up for grabs.
I'm looking at either Isaiah Stewart James Wiseman.
Okay. So I guess basically the question is, do you want someone who's good or someone who's not?
Have you seen Wiseman the last couple of games?
Has he been that good?
Yeah.
Well, it would be great if Detroit thinks he's good so they can trade us Isaiah Stewart.
So, I mean, one of those guys is out of the rotation when Duran gets back. So
they'll be very... It was weird that they even brought back Stewart to begin with. Because you had Wiseman, how many centers do you need?
Right. Wiseman had a couple games ago had 20 and 13.
So my guess is if they're going to trade one of those guys, they're not going to trade Wiseman. They're probably going to say, hey, he has much higher ceiling. We're going to keep someone. So the problem with Isaiah Stewart is he makes $15 million a year starting next year. Do you really want to commit to him? If you trade for Isaiah Stewart, you have to move. You can't bring back Iheart next year.
Maybe.
What do you mean maybe? How many centers are you going to sign for $15 million a year?
You can make another move later on. I mean, you're basically replacing. They're under the cap now, and you replace. If Weissman's like out of the rotation, I think you get him for like Fournier.
If Weissman, it seems like if they're playing Weissman, they think there's potential, and they're a team that's terrible looking for potential. They're going to keep Weissman.
I think they're only playing Weissman because Duran's out. Because
I think they're only playing Weissman because he has potential, and there's no way they already are like, why do we keep Stewart?
Weissman was not playing when Durant was healthy.
I get that, but now he's showing some promise. Like, they're going to keep him. You're going to keep the guy who was the number one draft pick, or number two, whatever pick he was. He's a top draft pick. You're going to keep him and move on from the other guy. Like, Isaiah Stewart, he's totally a serviceable player, but it may not make sense to keep him. If you're them, you're not winning games anyway.
All right. I mean, I would think the opposite, because Stewart's proven that he can actually play.
I mean, Detroit hasn't proven they can actually play.
Well, yeah.
I think when your team is this bad,
mm-hmm.
you probably are looking at, like, unless this guy's going to be here in a few years, he's movable. We have a bunch of centers. We like Durant. He's our number one. Why don't we keep the up? Why don't we go with the upside guy?
This is complete blasphemy right now. I know. But what if you traded for Stewart and next year your rotation was Ihart and Stewart and you moved on from Mitch? Am I allowed to say that, or is that like...
Wow. Not even the surgery barely over. Body's not even cold.
I know.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
I know.
Okay, so I hate that idea.
Okay.
If anything, and also Mitch is just better than Isaiah Stewart.
Right, but Ihart's probably better than playing 20 minutes a game.
So I'm not a huge fan of that idea.
Okay.
I would say it's a terrible idea. I also think James Weissman is going to cost more than... Why would they trade James Weissman for Evan Fournier? But I guess Weissman makes $12 million this year.
Yeah. So I mean,
but why are they trading for... They want something for Weissman.
I don't think they do. Like I said, he wasn't even playing like a week ago.
But now he is.
Yeah, because Durant's injured. When he comes back, he's not going to...
Okay.
It's basically swapping expirings. I don't know.
Okay. I think at the very least, they would be like, give us back our protected first that becomes a second, which is fine. I mean, that's barely worth anything, that protected pick.
Right.
Okay. What about Jaden Ivey? I know he doesn't solve at all the point guard issue. I mean, sorry, the center issue, but what do you think about Ivey?
Are they going to give up on him already?
Seems like they're playing him less minutes than they did last year.
Mm-hmm.
And then again, if the team that's this bad is playing Ivy less minutes, they played him last year, maybe we don't want to trade a lot for him either.
Yeah, I mean that's a good point. Do we even need another guard?
We have a lot of them.
I feel like most of these trades should not involve guards.
The other idea would be Marvin Bagley to get another power forward.
Mm-hmm.
But I think he would cost a decent amount, and I don't know how much he really helps.
Yeah. Imagine getting this many high draft picks and being this bad.
I mean, they really... Cade Cunningham is not as good as everyone hoped he'd be.
This is very true.
But they've got a lot of... I mean, to have these many picks, these many top picks, and just be miserably bad as a franchise, and to have gone out of your way to pay, like, to have the highest paid coach in the NBA and still be terrible.
I forgot about that part.
I guess the only trade is Isaiah Stewart here. What are you giving up to get Stewart?
Grimes.
I don't like this. I don't like this. Bogdanovich is, I guess, the guy I would trade for. If you could trade Fournier and Detroit's protected first for Bogdanovich, add some scoring.
Okay. I feel like that's
my trade with Detroit.
Most of my trade proposals are going to involve Grimes. Not because I don't like Grimes, but because the Knicks have so many goddamn shooting guards, they need to trade one. And I feel like he's the most, probably you'd get the most back for him. And I feel like they're not going to trade Hart or Dante because they have chemistry and history with Brunson.
Devo's been looking... He looked great.
He looks great. So I feel like Grimes is the odd man out.
Okay. Well, I mean, it could be IQ also. Not that I want to move him, but that's in a bigger trade. Okay. The next terrible team we're going to go through would be San Antonio.
Jay Shady said, what do you think of trading for Ball Ball on Phoenix?
He's not really playing. He's got Wemby-like skills to a certain extent. I don't know why he can't stick with a team. I would give a second round pick for him. What would you give for him?
Second round pick or Fournier? I mean,
yeah. Fournier and a second round pick. Fournier, I'll give him to any deal.
Because sure. Phoenix has they need somebody to score. He could still put up points, and Beal's probably just going to be injured constantly. So, Fournier might actually be in their rotation.
Yeah. I don't understand how Ball Ball, I've seen when he was on Orlando play the Knicks, and he looked pretty good.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't seem to be able to stick with a team. I don't know what the deal is there, but he's got there's some tools there. He's just such a project that I feel like some team just wants to hold on to him for a few years and he might end up being good. But I would give a second round pick for him,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know how much more I'd give. The Spurs, do they have anyone in their roster you might want?
I mean, see, this is the hard part about making trades with teams this bad. They only have one or two good players and they're not going to trade those guys.
You don't think we can trade Evan Fournier for Wembanyama?
I mean,
right. Obviously they're not trading with Wembanyama. They're not trading Devin Vassell. Zach Collins would be nice, but they're probably not trading Zach Collins either. They don't have a lot of centers, and centers are kind of a big thing right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Kelvin Johnson is the guy that you might want to trade for on this team. What do you think about Kelvin Johnson? This is obviously doesn't solve our center thing, but he can score.
Yeah, I think the one I came up with this, all of my trade machines reset. I don't know why, but...
Okay, whatever.
I think I did Vassell for RJ.
Jay's like, how can I get rid of RJ?
I don't think...
I don't think they're going to trade... I think they're not going to be so excited to trade Vassell.
Spurs, it's really hard to make a move. Unless you do something really...
I think they would say that Vassell, whatever, is part of the future. So I don't know necessarily they would trade for RJ or really looking to trade him. Kelvin Johnson, the rumor is they're open to trading him.
Mm-hmm.
Would you trade Rimes for Kelvin Johnson and add more offense?
Yeah. I really think the Knicks need to trade one of these shooting guards.
Okay.
Because
someone's obsessed with trading shooting guards.
It seems like... some of these guys are starting to grumble, and it's because you're not going to have enough minutes for all these guys.
Well, if you want more minutes, you tell the national media, Tibbs reads about that in the news, and then he plays you more. Is that not that been going well so far?
Yeah.
Kelvin Johnson's 24. He's a much better scorer than than any of the other, he would add something off the bench, big time.
Mm-hmm.
So I think he'd be a reasonable guy to get. His defense is not as I guess you're sacrificing defense on a team that's not playing good defense to begin with.
He puts up a lot of points, but his shooting is suspect.
He's shooting 47% from the field.
Okay.
He's not a bad shooter. He's just he's shooting better than RJ.
That is true. Okay.
Okay. So I think he'd be reasonable. If they can throw in Victor Wembanyama, I'll do the trade. okay. Who's the next trade team would be the Wizards.
Mm-hmm.
I guess Gafford here, right?
Gafford, if you could get him, if not Avija.
Well, are they what are they doing? Are they really building around? They're not. I feel like Gafford would be a guy they would trade.
I feel like they thought they had a good team. This
no,
is
they
like
didn't.
You
had this theory before. There's no way they thought they had. There's no way they were we trade for Jordan Poole and then go to the finals.
Do you remember when
they were tanking the whole time?
Do you remember when the Knicks thought they had a good team and then they lost 18 in a row?
I mean, there's Knicks stupid and then there's regular stupid.
I feel like why would they sign Poole and keep?
I think Poole was
Kuzma.
The guy's 26. He was good a little while ago. Let's take a shot at it. Maybe he's just need to change his. It was a reasonable gamble Like when the Knicks sign like Moutier, like you just take a shot with some gambles with some guys.
Then what about signing Kuzma for all that money?
I don't know what the hell they're doing with Kuzma. I don't know why.
They
I guess
added
they were
Shamet.
Like,
I mean, I'm telling you, Poole, Shamet, and Kuzma are like, we're going to try and be good moves. Those aren't.
I don't know what the hell they were thinking.
I honestly think they were like, yeah, we got something here.
So Gafford has $13 million next year and $14 million the year after. Not insane. He blocks shots. He plays some defense. I think he's a bit undersized. He's 6'10". I don't know. If the Wizards want like their own first round, their own protected first back, I would do that.
I think they're going to need a big back. I mean, the only other center on the team is Muscala.
Do they want Sims? I will trade Sims for him. I'm willing to part with Sims.
Yeah.
Okay. Can we have Muscala instead?
He's 32. That's like a stopgap.
I'll throw in Taj. What if we trade Taj to the Wizards? How do you think that would go?
I don't think they're even allowed to. Isn't there a certain
you mean
amount of
league
time?
Rules or just like, yeah, just can't do that to someone?
Yeah, that too. But yeah, there's a certain amount of time after you sign somebody before you could trade him.
It'd be funny also, like, they're like, Wizards are like, we just cut this guy. What are you talking about? Okay, so we're not doing great on working out a trade to the Wizards.
You don't like Denny Avdija?
Oh, I do. But I feel like also they're a bad team. Are they really trading Avdija? Like, you feel like some of the guys, so they have to be keeping some of the young guys who they think are part of the future. He's 20, I guess he's, how old is he? He's 25, 26 years old?
Mm-hmm.
Or he's 20, no, he's 22. Sorry, way off. He was drafted a few years ago. He's got some potential. Not great, but like, I also, what would you give up for him?
I don't know, Grimes.
Okay, you're giving up Grimes for everyone. Would you rather give up Grimes or RJ?
Depends who the Knicks are getting back.
I forget who they're getting back. If you had to trade one of them, would you rather trade Grimes or RJ?
Grimes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm not
the world's biggest RJ hater. I just think that's out of the starting lineup, that's the position that is most easily upgradable.
Okay. So here's the here's the trade I want to make. That's not part of these three bad teams. RJ and a pick for OG. Can we do that for OG Anunoby? Like, I feel like it would be such a bet. Like, people were talking about, and I was debating on social media. We asked the question of, like, I said, like, OG makes so much more sense for this team than Donovan Mitchell. People wanted to, like, light me on fire. They were mm-hmm. like, how dare you say that? Mm-hmm. I don't know why this Knicks team needs another small guard. And Donovan Mitchell is awesome and a better basketball player than OG, but OG fits. The team has no legit three. OG would be such a better fit on this team.
OG's a free agent in a couple months.
Yes, he's a free. That means you can probably. So first of all, the Knicks can't just sign him. They don't have the money.
Mm-hmm.
So they'd have to be a sign and trade.
Mm-hmm.
And last year, Toronto lost
Van Fleet.
What's his name? Yeah, Van Fleet for nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So the Knicks would probably, like, if you say, hey, we will give you RJ or something less to get him. You also have to, then you have to re-sign him, of course. But, and we'll drop the lawsuit against you. there's a whole thing about they're in litigation, obviously.
Yeah.
Which is not like, people are like, how can the Knicks, Toronto's not going to trade with them. The Knicks are suing them. I'm like, yeah, we can drop the lawsuit. That'll be part of the settlement. We get OG.
I think Masai legitimately hates the Knicks and would just not deal with them.
I don't know. Every time he trains with the Knicks, it seems to work out well for him.
I know. That's why I don't know why he would feel that way, considering like he got a good deal every time. But okay, let's just say, for argument's sake, that he's up for dealing with the Knicks.
Yeah.
It's not the worst idea, but OG puts up. Like, is he that much better than RJ?
On defense. He's also just bigger.
Mm-hmm. Is he that much better, though?
He's a little bit taller. He's like maybe 2 inches on RJ. He plays significantly better defense. That's why I really want him, because if you're going to beat like a team like the Celtics, you need someone that can guard Tatum.
Mm-hmm.
And currently, who is that? Currently, we put like guys who are 2 or 3 inches shorter than the other. Like, we put Grimes or like Josh Hart on Tatum. It's just not a great matchup.
Right, right.
So I feel like we need a legit three. I'd say OG. He's shooting percentage is okay. He can hit it. He's kind of a 3-and-D basically with a little bit more offense. Do you want to know an interesting fact about OG, which makes him like more likely to be on the Knicks?
Okay.
Do you know who his agent is?
Is it Leon Rose's son?
Yes.
Well, that's not a bad thing, I guess.
I feel like, you know who else was Leon Rose's, you know who else Leon Rose's son represents, who somehow came to the Knicks?
Brunson.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Also Obi, but Obi's no longer in the Knicks, obviously. But like, I don't know. I feel like that's because he's the agent. I feel like this is something's going to happen. Whether it happens during midseason or the offseason, I really think OG is coming. The ultimate, a better fit would be Bridges, but I just think there's just no way. And he's going to be a free agent, not this season, but after next season.
Mm-hmm.
But I also feel like there's just no way the Nets are going to deal with the Knicks.
I feel like the Knicks probably would have gotten Donovan Mitchell if the Cavs did not have so many injuries, because now they like can't trade him.
Well, do you want to trade for him? If you're going to like, if some people were like, why don't you get both? And like, yeah, if you get both, yeah, great. I would do that. But if you can't get both, you have to prioritize. So you think, who would you rather trade for? You can trade for one of them. And you know, Donovan Mitchell costs a lot more than OG also.
Right.
And yeah. Remember, we have 17 guards on the team.
I know. I feel like OG is a better fit. Donovan's a better player.
There's no question. I was never saying that online where people were arguing with me. Like, I'm never saying he's not a better player. He's awesome. But people are like, yeah, come the playoffs, Donovan Mitchell's going to light it up. I'm like, did you watch the playoffs last year? He didn't exactly light it up against the Knicks.
No, I think his highest game was 28.
He had one good game, I feel like, one or two good. He wasn't great in the series.
Right. He had a 17-point game. Like, it wasn't
yeah, dominant. And people are like, well, if we had him against Miami, we would have beat Miami. I'm like, man, if IQ could hit a three against Miami, if Grimes could do anything as Miami, if anyone else on the team besides Jalen Brunson could do anything as Miami, we would have beaten them.
I honestly feel like if Randall's ankle wasn't messed up, they would have beat Miami.
Yeah. Do you want to save the let's go to questions. Let's save the rest of the teams for the next show.
Yep.
Okay. So we have a couple questions. So one of them, the first question on Facebook, the question is Becky Hammond. Do you want to play the clip?
Becky Hammond. Okay. So this is what she said.
She made a comment about on ESPN today about the Knicks.
Well, I certainly agree with you. They're not getting into that tier. They don't have enough personnel. They don't have the manpower that they need to hang with those guys. I think you're going to get a consistent team like they've been. They're a pretty good team. They're well coached. They're going to be on their defensive game. But at the end of the day, they don't have a dude. You got to have a dude. You got to have a 1A dude. And they're missing that at the end of the day if we're just getting down to brass tacks.
Okay.
And then she says he's too short. And then she has to like, well, Steph Curry was that height. And Steph Curry's amazing. But she goes through like Steve Nash didn't win because he was short, which I think is kind of bullshit. But
Steve Nash they should have won. The refs got
involved. Yeah. That should be your question in the refs AMA. Hey, why'd you fix the series against the Suns?
Yeah, 2 years in a row.
But what do you think about that? That her comment, the Knicks don't have the dude, and they don't have enough yet.
I do feel like they don't have enough. They're not as good, I think, as the top couple teams, but I don't think that means they need to make a wild trade for an all-star. Do you know that out of the top, if you average players' age by usage, because everybody has an old guy on the bench that throws off the skews. So if you do it by usage, where do you think the Knicks rank as far as average age of a team?
Oh, okay. So basically on the guys, just the guys in the rotation.
Yeah.
I would say the Knicks are 10th youngest or whatever.
They are 13th.
Okay.
So every team below them except the Pacers and Pelicans are the garbage play-in tournament teams. And
oh, so they're the 13th youngest.
13th youngest.
Okay. So, yeah, they're still a young team.
Right. Fair. And so every team that's older is in the playoffs. So why is this, there's this big push that the Knicks have to make a move when they're basically the youngest playoff team?
The fair point. I mean, most teams have a guy in their 30s in their rotation. The Knicks don't have a guy in their 30s in the rotation.
But did they have to?
No, I mean, it's just that NBA windows close fast. Mm-hmm. They really do.
Yeah.
So, like...
Yeah, ask Phoenix.
If you're close, you should go all in. It depends on how close you think you are.
Right.
If they think they're a few years away, then maybe you wait a little longer. But at some point, you have to kind of go all in.
I just feel like all the talking heads are like, the Knicks need to make this move, but they're not saying who the move is. And if you make this... If you make this wrong move, like, that's it. You're capped out and you've used right. your assets. So to just say the Knicks need to make it and not have an answer just seems like a waste of talking exercise.
I'm surprised the talking heads are giving the Knicks bad advice. That's just shocking.
It seems like the Knicks are waiting for the next disgruntled star to ask out, which I think is smarter than just saying, oh, this one guy's available. Let's do the move just because we want to make a move.
Yeah, I feel like the Donovan Mitchell idea is just make a move. Just get this. There are people like, you get the star, you figure it out later. I'm like, well, Cleveland tried to figure it out later, and now they have to move Donovan Mitchell.
Right.
I mean, the Nets got some stars. Figuring out later involved them leaving.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Donovan Mitchell makes – I don't know a team that's already challenged on defense. You really want another small guard next to Brunson. It would just be a really tough – front court.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you have two guys that will be hunted on defense in the playoffs.
Right.
Do you think the scoring overcomes that?
You'd have to score a lot of points because it's not like, you know, Randall and Barrett play defense sometimes and sometimes they don't. And
yeah,
now you have Ihart and player to be determined. Yeah, the defense is not great already.
Inconsistency drives me a little bit crazy. Sometimes he's really good, sometimes he's terrible. I would like a guy more consistent there who can hit threes and play defense. That's why I'd be kind of a fan of upgrading. Like, he is the guy in the rotation I feel like needs to be upgraded more than anyone.
Yeah.
Like, I wish he would do the upgrade on his own, but I also kind of think, like, those first six games of the season were amazing, but they were obviously a mirage. Randall didn't play well. Now he might be heading to a third All-Star team. And RJ got a headache, and his season ended, basically. it's insane how mediocre he's been since he got back. And I just, like...
His numbers are basically the same as the last 3 years. And that's just...
Yeah, which aren't great.
Yeah.
And there are nights when you're just like, if he could just hit a goddamn shot, we'd win the game. You just need someone... You need a third... So the Knicks don't necessarily need another a guy who's better than Brunson. It'd be great if you got a guy who's better than Brunson. But Brunson could be your 1A. He looked amazing in the playoffs. But you need and Randall's playing really good. You might need another 1B mm-hmm. or number 2. You just need another guy who can, like, light it up. Like, when they play the Nets, DiVincenzo went crazy. And that's awesome. If DiVincenzo could hit threes, that makes the offense look so much better.
Mm-hmm.
You need someone else. I just think you need someone else. I think Mikal Bridges would be like the ideal, but since I don't think he's coming here, I think OG would make sense. I don't know what stars are asking out. Like, we're not getting Embiid, Jokic, these guys, Giannis, they're not coming here.
Right.
We're not waiting for like monitoring Tatum. Boston's not trading him. So like.
It's always a surprise. Some guy will ask out.
Who's asking out, Jay?
Like I said, it's always a surprise. You never know. I mean,
it's not a surprise. Every other guy that asks out is named James Harden.
I mean, there is the annual James Harden ask out, but I mean, I didn't expect Durant to ask out or Kyrie.
I think it ends up being like if the Clippers are looking really good. If they weren't looking good, maybe Paul George, but they're looking good. There are too many playoff spots, so teams aren't going to like the bottom 10 teams don't really have too many guys you want unless you want to get a guy from the Bulls and. The Bulls, you're not Zach Levine would be idiotic. So, like, do you want to get
DeRozan?
DeRozan, yeah. If you want to get DeRozan, he's the only one that makes some sense. But like, you already have a guy who's really good from two. Do we need another guy really good from two, or do we need like some more spacing?
Yeah, I don't think he gives what they need. And rumor has it, Ainge wants 5 picks for Markkanen. So
it's easier to just say you're not trading him than be like, I want 400 first for him.
Yeah, but he did also, that, and he got it for Gobert. So now his expectations are – Minnesota just ruined Ainge's brain, and now he thinks everybody's worth five picks.
I mean, I was listening to Bill Simmons. He was talking about Markkanen. He was just like – they were like, why would they trade Markkanen? Dude's 26, 27. He's playing really well. Like, what – can a rebuilding team not have one good player?
I mean, like,
what are you
sense.
Doing? Why would you trade Markkanen?
I don't know. Maybe he's just obsessed with draft picks. And he's like, I know we have 12 in the next, like, 4 years, but what if we had 17?
By the way, OKC, I think, has 37 draft picks. Mm-hmm. Are they going to trade a guy ever? And if you're going to harass the team about going all in, OKC is pretty good this year. They have a million first-round picks. Bother them about making a trade.
Yeah, they really should. They should throw five picks. They could throw five picks at somebody and not even it would look like they still have all their picks.
Turtle writes, how do you feel about Mitch being out for the season? We kind of covered that already. Brenda writes, what free agent centers would you like to get? And also, which do you think we might get? I think the answer to both those questions is going to be Noel.
Jorge writes, our email is nynixpodcast@gmail.com. He writes, the title is Leon Rose is an idiot. And should Leon Rose have used one of those picks he traded away to draft a center? Like, I don't know, Jalen Duran.
Yeah, I mean, for the last 2 years, not having a draft pick has been really, really painful.
That would have been
it's going to be even more painful when the Knicks have two first-round picks they don't use this coming offseason.
I swear, if he punts on the draft for a third year in a row, you're going to have to give me so many pep talks this offseason to continue the podcast.
Jason lives on Instagram, writes, why did old man Gibbs and not give that time to Sims?
Sims was injured.
Yes, Sims was injured. He sprained his ankle, I think. He's out for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Sims was getting the minutes over Taj, but he's injured.
Yeah.
They also, like, really have to, by the time we record next episode, the Knicks better have someone else on the roster who plays center. Dana writes, do you think Brunson will be a starter in the All-Star game?
I feel like New Yorkers have failed if they don't vote him in.
It's the biggest market. That is true.
It's the biggest market, and he's deserving of it. So, like, do your thing, people. Vote for him.
Right. But as far as, like, who should be starting, who goes over him?
Arguably, he should be starting anyway.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who goes over him. Well, Dame goes over him. And Maxey might end up over him.
You can argue that Brunson's been playing better than Dame.
Yeah, I mean, Brunson's been awesome. The other statements
I did not think I'd be making 12 months ago.
I'll also be a Donovan Mitchell. You'd be about him and Haliburton. Do you remember Haliburton? Jay, I don't know if you heard of this player. If you're not aware. He was actually available in the draft when the Knicks drafted Obi. I'm not sure if you know about that. Let's just move on.
I'm not doing it this week. I promised I wouldn't do it every week, and I'm not.
Frank writes, Mitch going down will be a blessing in disguise. We will get to see Ihart as a starter, and I believe his offensive ability will show us that he is more valuable than Mitch. Okay. I hope you're right, because we got a long season.
I mean, it's possible that they looked really, really good the last couple of games.
Yeah, no, they look good. I mean, he is a tough guy. If you put Grimes in RJ's spot at the three and RJ on the bench and gave Grimes all of RJ's offensive opportunities, he would be more valuable than RJ. He's a better shooter, a better defender. Just for argument's sake, RJ is 6'6 and Grimes is 6'5. That's why I don't think this take is crazy. Grimes is not having an amazing year, obviously. But I also kind of feel like... I think I would keep Grimes over RJ.
I would rather an actual... I feel like you need somebody, like, bigger. The NBA has gotten big again. They went away from, like, the small ball thing.
They're into height again?
The East really is big, man. You need some guy, like, at least 6'7", 6'8", at the three, I think.
You think... Okay, so what if I could interest you in a guy who's 6'7"? He's 26 years old and plays for the Raptors. I who else is a good, like, I don't know who else is going to be available that makes, like, I know he's a free agent this offseason. I don't know who else you're going to get. Bridges would be like the ideal, but you need a three. You really need a three.
Yeah.
Okay. But yeah, I also, RJ's inconsistent. I also just, his inconsistency is just getting, like, I really, if you're going to upgrade this team, where are you upgrading? Are you upgrading from Brunson? No. Are you going to upgrade from Randall? I think that's hard to do. And Randall's been kind of awesome.
Yeah.
I think RJ's the guy you really need to upgrade from.
Yeah, that's not any hate against RJ. It's just some games he looks like an all-star, and some games you look like, why is he starting? And it's been like that for 5 years.
Right. I mean, we all will freely admit the team is not like good enough to win the title yet.
Mm-hmm.
You have a 9-man rotation. You have to update. You have to upgrade someone in the rotation if you're going to win the. If you're going to be a real contender, he seems like the logical guy. I mean, obviously you're right. You could upgrade from Grimes, but Grimes right now is a bench player playing 20 minutes a game. Getting a guy who's better to play 20 minutes a game isn't necessarily like going to like really take you to the next level. Whereas RJ is like your third most, he has like the third highest usage on the team. That would be kind of where you might want to upgrade.
This is the hard part about the Knicks making trades. I like everybody on the team. So whoever they trade is going to hurt.
Yeah.
But it's, yeah, they do need to make a move.
Right. You have to do some kind of legit upgrade. And ideally, it would be a guy that you'd fill the three. Like, as far as playing the two, I think, like, guy like Devo and, like, Grimes and, like, IQ, like, you have enough guys there that can play the two and hit shots and more consistently than RJ.
Yeah. I think you package RJ and Grimes and you could get something. RJ, Grimes, a bunch of picks.
I don't – the thing is, for OG, if he's going to be a free agent and – he's already like talked to his agent, who, and I think his agent might know our team president. If they're gonna like conspire to get him on the Knicks, mm-hmm. you could probably get him for a more reasonable deal than anyone else. You don't have to give multiple free first when the guy just wants to go to this team.
Masai is such a wild card. He might just let OG walk. Just to screw the Knicks, knowing they can't sign him outright.
Like, right, but that seems like mentally ill, because then like you're just screwing your franchise.
I'd argue it's mentally ill to let Van Fleet walk too.
Yeah, that was stupid.
Yeah.
Tristan writes, what can we do with Mitch out for the season? Do we make a trade or use the $7 million on another good backup?
Well, that does open up some options. Making trades with the Knicks is difficult because they don't have any huge contracts, but adding an extra $7 million, that does help. So
yeah, I mean, it helps whether you trade for, if you do a big trade, it helps in that. If you do a smaller trade, turns out though, there's one center in the league apparently who makes around $7-8 million a year, who is going to be a free agent this summer, who would be an excellent fit in the team.
Who is it?
Oh, it's Hart. It's I Hart. I don't know if you know that about his contract. He's the best fit of anyone.
Yeah, yeah.
He makes about $8 million a year, and he's free agent this summer, and the Knicks have to sign him anyway. But
yeah, he's going to be making a lot more next year.
Probably like $15 or $16 million. Now we're going to have, based on your logic, we're going to have three guys in the center position who all make $16 million a year.
Well, I hinted that one of those guys would have to get traded in the offseason.
Okay. So anyway, Knicks are playing pretty well. They have... have you looked at the schedule coming up? The Knicks have gone through part of this horrible schedule, and they've looked pretty good. But the
schedule does not let up.
It does not let up. We've got a tough road ahead. So coming up, the Knicks play Milwaukee on, is it Friday night?
Milwaukee Saturday.
Yes, Saturday night. Saturday. They play Saturday in the afternoon. Mm-hmm. But then on Christmas Day, they play Milwaukee. What the hell?
Thanks, schedulers. That's great.
Thank you, awesome schedulers. Decent chance before next show, two Milwaukee games and an OKC game. What do you think's going to happen, Jay?
I'm going to say they split against Milwaukee.
Sure.
And they beat OKC.
Yeah. The
2-1.
Iheart basically shoves Chet to the ground and breaks him. And SGA doesn't look as good against our stellar defense.
Tickets as low as $168 for both Milwaukee games. If you want to go to OKC, tickets as low as $10.
Guess which game is not in New York?
Yeah.
No, but are both Milwaukee games at home?
Yeah.
Wow. What a weird scheduling is this?
I don't know, because they had two away against Milwaukee already.
I can't believe we have to play Milwaukee five goddamn times this season.
Yeah, it's great. I love the
in-season tournament. Thank you, NBA schedulers. You're just doing us a huge favor.
At least I think we've only had about 14 back-to-backs. By the way, the weekend after Christmas is another back-to-back.
Who do we got?
Orlando and Indiana, both on the road.
What is with the back-to-backs?
The Knicks have had, what, five or six of them already? It's weird.
I can't wait for the Indiana game. I can't wait to see all the Knicks fans salivate when Obi gets a dunk. It's going to be awesome.
Yep. I love how you put on Twitter, here's a compilation reel of Obi's highlights from last game, and it was his one dunk.
Anyway, no, Obi, I wish him the best. You know Indiana has the league's worst defense?
Yes, I was aware of that.
Yeah, they got some. But that game's not for a little while. Gotta beat one of these Milwaukee games. You have to beat them one of these games.
I think they will.
Yeah,
I mean they were like, well, no, not the last Milwaukee game, but the first Milwaukee game they were very competitive.
Yeah, no, they were. And the last Milwaukee game, they were competitive for like a half, I feel like.
Yeah.
But the Knicks will look, they just need, I feel like what's been missing lately besides Mitch and defense is the bench. Some guys just have to hit some shots from the bench. And like seeing, or even like, got, like Devo hit some shots, having IQ, you need more guys to contribute on offense.
I think they're getting into it. I do like, Ihart is good at swinging the ball around too. He's kind of like the Noah role from those Chicago days.
Jay, call it now. And you're right. You're definitely right about that. We got it in the show. But does Julius Randle make his third All-Star team this year?
Absolutely.
Okay.
He's been insane for the last like 18 games. Like.
And then will Twitter be dominated by people going like, we can probably trade him now?
It's not going to let up until he shows up in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think we're both pretty huge Julius supporters.
I get it.
He's got,
but we've been through it. I mean,
he's got to look good.
If he goes into the playoffs healthy, I am not worried about him performing in the playoffs.
Yeah, I think this is the year he'll shut people up in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're out of time.
All right, thanks for listening, everybody. Thanks for joining. We are NY Knicks Podcast on pretty much everything: Instagram, Twitter, nyknickspodcast@gmail.com, at nyknickspodcast on YouTube. If you want to follow us on Twitch,
Patreon,
Crumpled Bacon, Patreon. We are NY Knicks Podcast. We lost like 200 episodes when we switched feeds. I am putting all of those up on Patreon. Sorry, it's the only way to do it. So. You can subscribe for $1 and download them all and cancel. I don't care. Just I'm putting them up for you guys. You know,
Jay, if I'm sure people want to go back and listen. Jay, if someone would get a New York Knicks podcast tattoo, what would you do for them?
I don't know, but that would be amazing. I would give you a bunch of New York Knicks podcast pens, or our last Knicks podcast shirt.
You gotta have a prize for getting the tattoo. That would be a huge prize.
That would definitely be a guest host and tell us all about that experience. And anyway, thanks for listening.
Did they get your outdoor COVID outfit?
Maybe. I think I need a flu outfit now. That's why I sound like I've been smoking for 40 years. This isn't my normal voice. Thanks for listening, and we will be back next week. Have a good holiday, everybody, and see you soon.
Bye, bye, love. Goodbye, everybody.
Goodbye.
It's all over.
Goodbye.
It's time to go.
This is the end.
Say goodbye.